The listen once, play once method. Here's the method I recommend you use to learn a song. Though the process may seem slow at first adoption, you'll quickly learn to enjoy this methodic approach and appreciate how much more musical you sound and how much easier it is to retain what you've learned. Step number one, chunk. Learn your song one chorus at a time, and each chorus one lick at a time. Once you have the first lick, learn the next lick. Once you have each lick in a phrase, string them together. Let me walk you through this process. Here's a section of a recording for us to study. Loop the lick with the amazing slowdowner so that you can do step two, which is listen. No playing, no humming, just listen to the lick a couple of times to soak it in. This would be a good time to slow down the lick in the software if it's a little bit too fast for you to hear what's going on. Step number three is to hum, or sing the lick. This internalizes the lick, learning the rhythm and contour of the lick before you pick up the harmonica. Listen once, hum once. Listen once, hum once. Repeat this process until you got it. Step number four is to stop the loop and practice. Work on the blows, draws, bends, and movement. Everything related to the performing of that lick on the harmonica. Do this until you can get close to the rhythm of the lick in your memory. Grab a pencil and piece of paper. You can hear that the lick starts with something around the two draw. From there, it goes to six blow, five draw, and then four draw. So we get... And then again, something like the two draw. To the four blow, three draw, two draw. So the whole lick goes something like this. Two draw, six blow, five draw, four draw. Two draw, four blow, three draw, two draw. Now that you've practiced the lick to the best of your memory, go ahead and go to step number five, which is to listen once, play once. You are practicing when you're listening. Though the phrase muscle memory is a nice metaphor, it's your brain controlling the firing of the proper neurons that activate the muscles needed to perform these actions. You will learn faster and more accurately by listening once, playing once. Let's give it a try. Once you feel that you have the lick, don't stop this process. Now you can focus on often missed dynamics, tremolo, vibrato, articulation, tone, etc. Listen how the pickup is not just a two draw, but a one draw, two draw, three draw played at the same time, a chord. So instead of this two draw to six blow that we played, it's actually a one, two, three. And here as well. Now listen to how the 6 blow and 4 blow are both slapped. So we get, instead of just the 6 blow as a single note, we slap it. And the 4 blow. There's a tremolo on the 4 draw and 2 draw. Add that to your playing as well. there's also a decay on that 4-draw and 2-draw. So that note decays. That's a very musical thing to do. Lastly, you can hear that the 3-draw is dipped, which is a slight bend that releases quickly. And there's also a little bit of 4-draw to make it sound real bluesy. It turns into... Step 6 is to record yourself once you feel you have an entire chorus dialed in to check that you really do have it relative to the original recording. This is an important step, because when you're actually playing your machine, the harmonica, it can be difficult to hear all the elements that are going on. So by recording yourself and stepping away from actually playing the instrument, you're able to hear much more clearly. Though this process feels slow, it's an enjoyable way to dial in all of the elements of a song and get it right the first time. We thought the lick was this, but it's really this. Wow, that's a big difference.